Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Dr. Patricia Green back on the show. Patty is a longtime, more than 12-year member of our Brain Trust, professor of entrepreneurship at Babson College, co-founder of the Diana Project. She is the co-author of the development of university-based entrepreneurship ecosystems, and she's here to talk to us about the state of small business. Patty, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be back.
Good to have you back. So, by the way, folks, Patty, as you know, is part of the group that has studied entrepreneurship around the world longer than anybody I know since, 97, something like that, Patty?
Going back I don't to the know. First... I'm starting to worry about that longer than anybody you know.
I know, but you were still in elementary school when they started.
That was it.
And
yeah,
so,
we'll go with that.
But I just remember the gym. I still love talking about the gym that's still going on and the contribution that you guys made to that. The Global Entrepreneurship Monitor, by the way. So, State of Small Business 2016, what's the word?
This is a report that comes out of the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Project. But what I like about it is it compares people that really want to grow their businesses with the general business population. Because, I mean, I think if we want to learn how to grow businesses, we should study people that specifically want to grow and not just every business. Because we know not every business wants to grow.
That's true.
Every business owner, I should say,
right,
wants to grow.
All right. So how do you tell us how you do that.
How we study it?
Mm-hmm. How do you differentiate?
Oh, we ask them. So in order to get into the program, you actually have to talk about what you've been doing to grow and what you want to grow. So, frankly, getting people to think about it is a big step forward right off the bat. Do I want to grow my business and into what?
Why do you think, and of course, some people don't want to grow, but do you think some people would like to grow their business, but they've just, but we're in a situation where we're in perpetual recovery in America. You know, I wrote a letter to the president recently about the fact that we've never had an expansion. We've never entered expansion territory in the last 7 years. Do you think part of that, Patty, is people have just said, you know, the economy is not responding to my growth? I mean, most small businesses are not borrowing money.
Well, you know, I think there's a lot. You've said a lot right in there, right off the bat. So, with the businesses that we talk to that want to grow, they don't count money as their first challenge.
Right.
It's their fourth. You know, so I don't think the money is certainly part of it, but there's a lot more to it. Some people just don't want to run large organizations. Some people don't want to be employers. You know, I frankly don't think there's anything wrong with that. If we didn't have those sole proprietors, we'd need 22 million more jobs in the workforce.
What would Main Street look like?
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, I think this is the opportunity to be entrepreneurial.
When you say yeah? Grow, do you mean people who say, yeah, I'd like to have two or three more employees? Or are you talking about people who say, no, I'm looking for the sky's the limit?
I'm saying both.
Okay.
You know, and again, who are we to say what a person should grow? You know, they're the entrepreneur. They get to do what they want to do. So for some people it is, I want a nice company, I want to have, you know, 5 or 10 employees, mm-hmm. which, by the way, already puts them into the top percent of business owners in the country. You know, we forget that it's less than 1% of all the businesses in the country are big business.
Right.
Everybody else is small and medium size. So I think it's the idea of what do you want to create, and then let's figure out how to get you there.
So what you did in the study, you differentiated between people who were just willing to just kind of stay like they were, and people who had a desire to grow. Now, those people that you studied, what did you find out about them?
Well, one thing is that the control group, we don't know what they think about growth. There's a mix. So, but we do know that the other group wants to grow. So that's the one what we really okay. really look at.
Right.
So we found a couple of things, really interesting things, and this actually ties back to your conversation with Jim DeWall.
Mm-hmm.
Workforce. You know, their biggest challenge, we asked, what's the biggest challenge in hiring, assuming it would be the usual either salary or benefits or, you know, we can't provide a career path, that kind of thing. But it wasn't. It was demand. It was them saying we can't find the people with the right skill set.
That is something, as you may know, I report on the, for the last 16 years, I've been reporting on the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things Bill Dunkelberg reports, has been reporting now for years, is that there are more people who want to hire and can't find qualified people than there are people who aren't hiring.
Yep. I think that's well, our data supports
that
as well.
He estimates 4 million unfilled jobs in America.
I don't have the exact number, but certainly the theme is right.
Hold on to that thought, Patty Green, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. See you next.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.